Hello, hello, hello. It's Private Talk with Alexis Texas, and we are back with another episode. I hope you guys are loving all these episodes. I know I'm having fun doing them. Make sure you like, subscribe, and comment on the channel. And yes, so we have the pleasure of having the lovely, sexy Amara La Negra on our couch.
Yes. Oh my God. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. And to be honest, I'm not only, for those that haven't had the opportunity of seeing her, she's beautiful, but now that we started, I almost feel like I need to talk a little sexy like
this.
You like
this my phone sex operator voice?
It's like, yeah, oh my God.
You know, it's really funny. It's when I was a kid, you know, in high school, we used to do prank calls, and it would be like a love line. I had a love, I had like a line for a while, you know.
Oh my God, that's so much fun.
It's like, you know, intimate. My sexy voice. It draws you in with me, you know.
My sexy voice is trash because...
Well, maybe by the end of this, I'll help you with that sexy voice, and we can make that up. We'll up your game a little bit with that.
You know what? You definitely have to teach me a couple of things, and I'm super open-minded to just learning today.
I like the smile on your face. All right, Private Talk. So the beautiful Amara, let my fans know who you are, where you came from, why you're gracing our couch, and thank you again. I know you're really busy, and you just finished up Love & Hip Hop Miami.
Yes, we just finished filming Love & Hip Hop Miami, even though that is still on air. I am an artist. I am Dominican born and raised in Miami. I am an activist for the Afro-Latino community. I am an artist, entertainer, actress, dancer, everything else you can imagine. By the way,
Superwoman.
Go follow me at Amara La Negra, A-L-N, Amara La Negra, A-L-N, if you want to check me out. And I do a little bit of everything. For those that can't see me, well, I have a big afro. I'm very curvy, very melanin and chocolatey. And yeah,
so your sexy voice got into the, like,
my
chocolatey.
Sexy voice. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry. Tell us. I'm chocolatey.
Oh yeah. I suck at this. You know what? I can only but
it's
be myself.
You don't take yourself serious, which is a good thing. And that's what, like, I feel like exudes from you. It's about energy and like what you possess, like what you give off. And so it's like, life's too short to take yourself too serious. While though we're businesswomen, we get it done.
Yes.
But you know, sometimes things make you a little like you giggle when you're like when you're nervous. And I feel
do. My God, I don't even be knowing where to put myself. Like, I want to cover myself under a pillow.
But you're such, like, you're an artist. You're out there. How does that, like, correlate? How do you even, like, you're so shy at one point, but you're so, like, here I am.
Because when I'm on stage, it's, like, where I can be free. So I'm just myself. But when I'm away from the stage, I'm kind of a little bit socially awkward and a little shy. And I have a big personality, but it takes some time for me to, like, come
like,
out of that.
It's like you give breadcrumbs. It's
right.
Like, you're like,
right.
I'll give you a little bit and then I'm going to take it away. I'm going to laugh at you, but I'm going to come back. But then I'm going to be like, hey, girl.
Exactly, exactly. And I guess also because I don't know how you feel about this, but even being seen as a sex symbol or whatever the case may be, you know, you're often told all the time how sexy you are, how pretty you are, how you're, you know, your body, you're this, you're that. And you get it, but... I don't know. It kind of loses a little bit of its strength, at least for me. And it only but makes me even more shy and know, like, I have more pressure. I have to maintain the sexiness and maintain the this.
Well, you should always keep it, you know, you got to keep it good for yourself.
And that's
I'm
true.
Firmly believer because of what we do, not just because of what we do, but we're out in the spotlight and people see us and look at us. But I feel like it works with, or it starts with inner self-work first.
It is true.
And then that makes you, like, so much more, like,
it is true.
Exude, like, happiness. Like, you could just tell, like, and then I feel like it comes in place of like the non-nervousness coming happening. Like I just recently, like I'm single, so the dating world.
Are you single and ready to mingle?
Oh, I'm ready to mingle.
Oh wow.
I don't know. I take that back. I'm ready to mingle, but mingling out here in the dating world is really weird. So navigating through those waters is kind of weird. So the whole FaceTiming, like it was a new guy, and I'm like, I'm awkward on the phone. I'm like, how do I hold it? Where do I put it? Like, what do I do? And well, it's like super shy. I'm like, I don't like it.
Lighting is everything. Find the right lighting.
So and I gotta have production lights and be like, hey, baby, let's FaceTime.
You know what? To be honest, I'm gonna take that back. If you really like someone and you're just getting to know them, I think it's good to be able to see all their phases. The eye boogers early in the morning. I want to show you everything that's messed up about me. Show me you now early so I don't have to waste my time later on. Because in the beginning, you know, we always try to finesse and put this like, oh my God, I'm going to tell you something. Fun fact.
Let us know. Private talk once.
Private talk. So before when I was dating this guy or whatever, I would literally go to sleep with makeup on, at least some foundation and a little like mascara and stuff, and go
Which
to sleep
like this.
Which is
horrible for you.
I know. I will go to sleep like this. And then like around 3-4 o'clock in the morning, I have to go to the bathroom, brush my teeth, and then be like, good morning.
Oh. So you would do this regimen every day?
I only did that for like a month. And then I was like, this is a lot of work. I was just over it. I was like, look, okay, this is what you see is what you get. This is me. Get over it.
Because it's a facade. I feel like it's the same thing as like, yeah, we put things on like shapewear and this, that, whatever. But at the end of the day, if you're going to go
when you take off your bra, it just sags.
It's just there, girl.
Look, take it or leave it.
I am. Take exactly. So tell us a little bit more about, you know, Love and Hip Hop Miami. Yes. How was the season for you? You got
it's really been more, terrible.
You got really more intimate. I watched the show, so I'm a fan of the show.
Oh, love it.
But it's one of those things where, you know, you kind of, I feel like you kind of evolved each season. So I feel like you kind of, if maybe it's like you don't give a fuck anymore and this is just who you are, take me as I am. But how did that, you know, how are you responding to that and like your fans and how are they taking it, like how open you've been with the season?
I've been very careful about my brand and how I move and how I, you know, how I do things. I'm very analytical. I think before I do things. And sometimes you just don't have the answers to everything. This season, I wanted to showcase a different side of me and a more personal, intimate side of me with, you know, my relationship with my father, with my mother, with my personal relationship. Just overall, I was very, very open. And it kind of sucks because I learned that now I can understand other celebrities or other reality stars, how their relationship can fall apart. And the pressure of society, your fan base, you know, social media's opinion.
Keeping up with what you're going on.
Yeah, but people's opinions somewhat, as much as you say that it doesn't or it shouldn't, it can affect a relationship. So that's why you should keep your personal life to yourself. That's why it's called personal. But when you're in a when you're in a reality show, you really don't have no personal nothing. So, so it is what it is, you know. I'm young. I'm still learning. I'm still growing. I'm maturing. I consider myself to be very mature for my age, but it's a learning experience, you know. Just putting out my business, like as far as my management and how things weren't done properly, and having to restructure that took a lot of guts for me to make that public, because you always want to make sure that everybody sees you as I'm a boss, you know, this, and I got everything under control. And sometimes you really don't, you know.
But you know, I feel like, you know, with all that being said, being a boss sometimes is knowing when you don't have it under control. Yep. And like really kind of fixing it. And I think the biggest part is like ego. It's our ego, because it's like we build this big, you know, we are bosses, but that sometimes we don't know it all. And that's a part of learning and like figuring, maneuvering it, because you can stay, even with a relationship, stay longer than you want to because it's comfortable.
Yeah.
But, you know, but in return, it's not really good for your brand necessarily, because it's like, you know, either it's making you emotionally not there, or, you know, and because we're artists, it's like we have to give our all. Like we have to, like, you know, it's as much as like you're on that stage, you know, it's a presence. It's a persona.
Yeah. So I definitely expressed that side. And then even with my personal relationship, which has been a little bit tough for me, because obviously, and I'm sure it's been tough for him. It was his first time doing reality TV and obviously getting judged and everybody's opinions, you know. As much as he may say that it didn't, obviously it affects you, because, you know, you want people to see you in a different light. And it was just a lot. It was just a lot of pressure. I only but wish him the best in his career, in his music. We are currently not together, but we maintain a beautiful friendship. I wish him nothing but the best. And I will continue to help and support him in any possible way. And it is what it is. You know what I mean? Like, life is not perfect. There isn't a guidebook to how to live your best life. You learn as you, you know, live.
So you say you're currently single. Are you ready to mingle?
I'm not sure about that. I am ready to continue focusing on my career, my music, and my business, and restructuring, you know, my foundation. I think that all those things will happen in due time, but my focus is just on me right now. I'm in the best moment of my career, of my life, of my youth. And that's my priority at this moment. If it comes, my arms will be welcoming, like, yes!
Say, you can say all those things, but, you know, you can't control how other people perceive you. And so how many people are, you know, celebrity-wise or regular guys in your DMs? Because, you know, you're a public figure now, and you're, you know, reality TV.
Right.
A lot of people watch it all over. So you can't say that when you see your relationship online. How many people are in your DM, Amada?
I'll tell you this
Private Talk wants to know.
I want the truth!
You heard
she wants the truth. I'll tell you this. I get about, I don't know, anywhere between 1,500 DMs a day. I do get a lot of DMs. Some I don't have an opportunity to see all of them. I do my best to see, but I will say that, yes, I've had a lot of athletes, businessmen, you know, rappers, this, that, everything you can imagine. Let's say a lot of verified right?
Those blue checks,
those
guys.
Blue checks.
They're coming at you.
I've had a lot of those, and sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. And I also think that not everybody is meant to be dealt with in that matter. Some people are just good friends and good people to have around for business. You know, sometimes you don't want to mix business and pleasure.
So do you just not respond to those DMs then? Or do you hit them up and it's just business? How do they know it's business and not pleasure?
Well, because I'll make it clear. Like, if you're ever like, oh, you know, as a woman, you know how to do it.
What if a girl comes in your DM and she's like, Amada, can they take you out on a date?
Oh, I've had a lot of those too. I'd be like, girl, you want all of this? Girl, come
Ooh,
on,
she
stop.
Wants all of it. What if she wants all of
no,
it?
No, no.
You never dipped your toe in the lady pond?
Listen, I've done a few things in my lifetime.
Okay. I want the truth.
We want the truth. We're supposed to be friends, Amada. Come on now.
I'm very open with my sexuality. I think that when it comes to that, you should be able to be open-minded and try different things. And then at least you can say if you liked it or if you didn't.
So did you like it?
Hi, Mom. How are you? I know that you're in this live watching. I love you so much. And that's right. With that being said, oink, oink.
Mom, close your ears real quick. Earmuffs. Amada needs to tell private talk. What's
okay.
going on?
I've been very open with my sexuality. I've tried many things, you know, and I can't say that there's things that I haven't tried. And in different places, I have tried it all.
Because that's
what you're supposed to do. So I don't know. I'm just fun with it, you know?
You're just fun with it?
So I'm fun with it. The only thing I haven't, well, no. Actually, funny enough, since I guess I can talk to you about that, no threesomes.
Okay.
No orgies.
That was on my list of questions.
No threesomes or orgies or anything like that. Which, by the way, did you hear about the corona and everything that's happening? And now they have like these orgy specials.
No,
girl, I have to hook you up with this tea. I don't really know too much, but okay, I saw on the social media. Okay, in New York, they have, I don't know, these places where they do the orgies and stuff. It's like $75,000 the membership, which is crazy because for $75,000 a year.
But they're paying for not only just like, you know, what their fetish is, but their protection, I'm sure, and all kinds of things. Because these are people that have fetishes that they're high, big people, but they don't want you to know, me to know, until you pay that $75,000 too. And then you're not saying shit because you're all in it.
Well, that's true. For $75,000, you should be getting squeezed out every day a couple of times. Like, there should be no excuses. But yeah, they have, but people were concerned with the corona. They're like, oh my God, how are you going to get freaky like this now? And, you know, do orgies and everything. But okay, I guess, you know, they're healthy.
So is that what's on your porn category list that you watch is orgies? You don't do them, but you obviously watched porn.
I've watched it. No, I watch everything. I think that's what I'm saying. How do you know what you like if you don't watch it?
What's your search history? If I looked at your computer or your phone right now, girl, what you looking at on porn?
I'm not ready for that.
You know that game? It's like, let's see the last five pictures in your phone. Could you even play that game? I couldn't.
Five pictures on my phone. Oh yeah, no, I'm pretty boring. You're not gonna find shit. And I'm very panicky, so I don't take no freaky pictures. By the way,
there's nothing on the cloud that's gonna like disappear and be like private talk. Oh my God, Amada, you lied to us. Girl.
If you saw my tits or something like that, or
I
whatever.
Love how like sexual. You really like you like to.
Because if you saw it or whatever, you know,
we kind of match, you know, but different.
Really, exactly. black and black. If I had any pictures like that, I don't feel that I would feel any type of way about it. You know, I think that. Now with the way that society has changed, seeing a woman's butt or her breast or whatever is not really a thing anymore.
It's not as like taboo as it was.
It's not as taboo as it was anymore. And it's my body. Like what you see is what you get. This is what it is now. If you were to see a freaky picture where like I'm spread like this and you're seeing like, you know.
Like my Pornhub search history.
Oh, if I'm spread like this and you're seeing all the way inside of my brain, okay, I would be concerned about that.
All the way to your brain, girl?
Yeah, like if you're just like a tunnel all the way in there.
No one wants to go see
that. That's too much. But if it's just like a sexy picture or whatever, it's okay. It's not that bad.
So no, all the way to the brain. There's no tunnel.
You're
not spreading anything.
I'm not spreading it like that.
So have you ever sent nude pictures to your partner?
I have, and I have regretted it. Afterwards.
Why? Because they like held it against you or because you're like, what are they doing with those pictures?
Well, one, what are they doing? Two, you know, you never know where you're going to be later on in life. You know, when you're young, because I'm going to be very transparent. When you're young, you think that, oh, you know, this is just fun. Later on, as you mature and you grow and this and that, you know, some people will try to hold those things against you. So, you know, I have regretted sending them. And because, look, at the end of the day, we're not even together anymore. So why you got my sexy pictures? Give me my pictures back.
Give me my pictures back. I have an OnlyFans and I get paid for those sexy pictures. Sorry, guys out there. You're not the only ones that get them. They get to get paid subscription.
Copy, paste.
There's like about 3 in rotation that get the same pic, you know.
Oh, wow.
They're so probably upset right now listening to it.
But, yeah, don't feel so special, okay? Don't feel so special.
I've got fans I got to please.
How much do you charge per picture?
Well, it's different. So OnlyFans is a subscription-based thing. I think I pay $4 for a subscription, and then, you know, then it goes, there's other things inside. So like if I have videos or pictures, that they can unlock them inside the service.
Okay.
So it depends.
Okay.
On what it is. But
okay, but
to
you
just
know
sign
what?
Up and see what my stuff is, you know, $4. So it's like, you know, it's a
reasonable
price.
That's right. You know what? I like the way that she is controlling her body and her business.
It's true.
You want to see all my goodies? Give me
$4. Girls, you know, there's girls out $4. Here that are doing it free for the gram. And just because it's, you know what I mean? And no shame, nor harm, no foul. But to me, it's like, I'm a businesswoman and I didn't know going into this business, you know, so long ago when I was 21 when I started.
Okay.
I'm 34 now. So for me, it's like at the beginning of what I did, I was like young, dumb, and full of cum. I wanted to express myself and how I feel.
Right.
Like, that's how my art was, how you do music.
Were you shy? Were you embarrassed?
In the beginning, I was shy because I the first time was very, it was a reality type thing. It was when reality porn first started coming around.
Okay.
And so I like held my tits and I was like, oh my God, who's watching me for the first time? Because it's like, you don't, I've never had someone watch me and never, whatever. But I was always an exhibitionist to the point where my body is a temple and it's how I express myself in my art. And I never was like, I was like the girlfriend that I always had guy friends, but I showed them how to take a bra off because I wanted to see what their dicks look like. I'm like, hey, let's play a game. I want to see what they look like. I didn't touch them.
Right.
I just wanted to see what they look like because I was curious. And
okay.
I'm like, I'll teach y'all how to pick a bra off.
Well, you ain't
hand.
Curious no more, girl.
Girl, I've been in it. But you know what's funny is like, I've been in the business for so long
yeah.
and I haven't shot, you know, in over 4 years. But
okay.
with that being said is I still learn new things all the time.
So okay, so I'm going to interview her because at this point, I feel like you guys already know all about me. And if you don't, go Google me. But right now, look.
We're going to get to you too, but I'm going to let you tease and entertain because this is how we're getting to, you feel more comfortable
and
when I tell you my truth.
I love listening to her not only because she's beautiful, she's confident, and she knows what she's talking about, but the
tell
fact that I feel that a lot of people have all these curious questions. Like for example, like I was explaining to you off air, I used to have a friend who was a porn star and she was married, she had children, she had her husband. Actually, her husband later on got into directing and editing a lot of her films, and I never understood how that happened. So for you, you currently don't do it anymore, but how was that transition of, well, this is work, and then when work is over, I still have my significant other or I'm dating or whatever. Was that hard? Was it hard for you to date after they knew what you did?
Okay.
And did you? How was that connection on and off?
So private talk, Amada doesn't know Miss Texas very well, but she's
going
to get to know me right now. So I'm going to give you
a little recap.
We're a background of my history. So in the business, I was married in the business to a performer as well. And so for me, I was married for 5 years, married for 3.
Okay.
And with that being said, is he was in the business before me.
Okay.
I established my career while us being together, yada, yada. But for us, it was like, the only way it worked was because we had open lines of communication of what we liked, what we didn't like, what we were comfortable seeing each other do. Or if like, hey, if you have a good day at work, cool. Don't brag about it. Do whatever you want to do. Or if you want to talk about it and you have a bad day, you can tell me whatever. But just don't.
What does a bad day sound like?
Someone's dick's not getting hard. Someone's pussy is not right. Something is not happening right for the whole.
Okay.
Like how you said you went on some ratchet set. You were
yeah.
kind of briefly telling me. We'll hear this story in a minute. But
yeah.
about all these extra shit that you don't understand because people may have not seen it. The behind the scenes, they just see the aftermath of what is
yeah,
been edited, directed,
it.
And all those things. So, you know, it's work at the end of the day. It's not, even though it's fun for us, like I used to say, it's like we're sexual athletes. So the way, you know, it's a job. At the end of the day, I have to perform. I have to do these things. So,
and don't come home bragging about, oh my God, her pussy was good.
Exactly.
Shut your ass
up. And that's the thing is because I get it too. I would say the same. I couldn't say the same thing. I had to respect our boundary levels
as
of
you
that.
Should.
And in any relationship, you know what I mean? And so you don't want to be over embellishing something to make someone feel vulnerable or, oh, am I not adequate enough for you? Or
did you guys ever work together?
We did.
Okay.
So and then when we worked together, I would only do certain types of scenes with him. You know what I mean? Because I felt comfortable more with him. So we wouldn't have sex for over a week when we were working together because it made it seem not boring. It made it more like adventurous and things like that. So the transition for me, it wasn't a big transition because I was dating someone who was a performer. So everything is opened up. Everything is like, oh, they're looking at you. Hey,
when that's done and
but
then now you
so
try
the,
to date.
So the, well, the transition, that's why I say the correlation of like at home sex and on set.
Okay.
It's like more intimate. because everything's closed. Like, no one's telling me, like, hey, switch. All right, it's been 5 minutes. All right, okay, cool.
Right.
Hey, missionary, doggy, or whatever they want to do.
They be telling you how to get it?
Yeah, sometimes.
I never knew that. I just thought you were naturally freaking. You just do it, like, in
some
the movies.
Some people do. It depends on who you work for. For me, when I've directed, they'll tell you, recently, I like the more chemistry and the more, like, organic thing of somebody. Yeah. So if you want to get whatever situation, I would tell you, hey, I need 35, 45 minutes of sex, and as long as it's good and I don't have to cut and tell you what to do, go do what you want to do.
Right. Because
I feel like as me being a performer at one time, I would rather like it like more naturally
right.
than someone being like, all right, because then you start feeling a robot. I'm like, at one point, why I stopped shooting was because it became a point where I felt
you're
using me for my names and my holes. Like, right. like let me be who I am, and then let me do it. The same thing is like if somebody was telling you not to sing a certain type of way or to like your direction of your music, then you feel like, okay, but this is me. I'm a Mata. Like, I know how I sing. Like,
exactly.
Let me be me. And if you don't like it, then I'll switch it.
So I never knew that. Wow.
It's very artistry like that as well. That's why I feel like for me, a lot of my friends are in the music industry and things like that, and I can relate, is because it's different by a lot of, you know, many extremes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But similar when it comes to the art and the talent of what it derives from you.
So how about this? After you have sex, like you've been at work all day, blah, 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 whatever. Do you ever come home and be like, look, I don't want to do it for like, or have you ever not wanted to do it for like a certain period of time?
When I was shooting a lot, yes. Because at the time is like, you don't want to come home and do what you work or what you're doing at
exactly.
work. Like if you ate at a restaurant, you wouldn't eat at that same, or you worked at a restaurant, you wouldn't keep eating at that restaurant every time, you would go somewhere else.
And then like men and women are different. The way that our ovaries and all this is set up, that should be hurting sometimes. Like, I need a break. I'm just saying.
You need a break, girl.
You need a break.
I feel like you needed me in your life. I feel like you needed to like let some questions out. I wanted to learn some things. We're educating people here.
I love
this
woman. Oh my God.
I hope you guys are liking this episode.
You need to come to Miami.
Subscribe and comment on this episode. We're going to get back to Amata. We want to know about what you're going on. What's going on in your career? What do you have? I know you are an author. You have a book coming out. You already have one out. What is your, tell us, Private Talk listeners, so we could support you and see what you have going on.
Okay, so I currently have my children's book, Amarita's Way, available in Barnes & Nobles all across the United States in Spanish, English, and in French, and on Amazon.com. We're working on the second edition that talks about bullying, because I feel that bullying is such a big issue that is happening, especially with millennials and the young ones specifically. They don't know how to handle all the bullying while they're young in school and everything else. So I wanted to be able to be inspirational and motivational to them as well. Obviously, you guys have seen me on Love & Hip Hop Miami, the third season.
She just said that third season. Let's clap it up.
Thank you. And I just finished being one of the hosts of the Spanish version of Dancing with the Stars on Univision. And
How was that experience?
It was great. Last year, I was a contestant. And then this year, they called me to be a host. And I was like, sure, let's do it.
Yeah.
So you're evolving and growing every time. What else is going on? I mean, I am the face of the HIV and AIDS campaign, Empower You, which a shout out to Empower You. I love them so much. I mean, I just got an award for my work as an activist for the Afro-Latino community. I just finished doing a commercial for Boost Mobile.
Oh, wow.
Shout out to Boost Mobile. I love them so much. We actually are doing a new partnership with Triller. I mean, there's so much. I just finished doing a campaign with Secret. I have so much going on. So what? Oh, I'm sorry. And I have them over there screaming, you're single, you're single. Yes, and the new single that I'm going to be putting out called Andale is completely different from anything I've ever done, because everybody knows me for being very Caribbean, very like Latina, whatever the case may have been. But I kind of wanted to try something different and do some hip hop and some rap. And it actually turned out to be really good. So nice. I'm excited.
That's fun. That's exciting.
So I'm working, girl.
Had you done it before? Or how did you like come into that like fruition? It was just like, hey, I'm going to just do this. You just jumped right in.
Just jumped in it. Because obviously, I've always been very honest and very clear. Like, I love hip hop music, but I don't consider myself to be a rapper. I'm more of a singer. And I've always focused a lot in the Latin market. Mm-hmm. So doing the crossover into the American market, I still want to do some dance hall, some Afrobeat, some Caribbean music and fusion, but still digestible to the American ear. But in this case, I was like, you know what? Let me just try something different. And I did this song called Andale, and it's going to be out. We're actually going to be performing it at the Wendy Williams show. So shout outs to her. Nice. Next week or so. Let me see. I believe it's the 24th or the 25th. And guys, just stay tuned for that.
That's awesome. That's amazing. You have a lot of stuff going on.
Yes.
I feel like that's one thing that, like, as strong women, it's like you got to keep on going. It just, you know, you don't know when it's going to stop. So it's like, you sleep
exactly.
When you die. And I'm not going anywhere.
Put in that word, girl.
Yes. So do you have one that's favorite? Like, because you're doing so many things. Is music still more of your passion, or with the books, being an author now? Like, you have all these accolades and things like that. Like, what does, like, legacy and all those things mean to you, and how do you define it?
I really feel that I'm a great performer. I'm a great entertainer. I am great on stage, and that's really where my passion is. But at the same time, I realize that I'm actually very good on TV as well. So I would definitely like to be able to get into perhaps having my own talk show, doing series, doing movies. As a matter of fact, my first movie that I filmed last year came out, January 6th, on Netflix. So guys, go check me out. The movie Fall Girls, available on Netflix now. And I feel that the possibilities are endless, right? I don't want to put myself any limits of the things that I can or can't do, because that's what life is about. Try different things. I mean, look at Jennifer Lopez. She's like, I have a perfume at Macy's. I have a book. I'm doing this. I'm doing a movie. I have two kids. I have a man. I'm doing this. Why not? You know, I love to see powerful women taking control of their career, their life, and just trying everything. So
I like that. You got to keep it. You got to keep elevating yourself, because it's right. Like, you know, the more we stay stagnant, we get bored. We get tired. And, you know, I feel like as strong women and independent women, it's like, it's our time.
Right.
Our time to, like, you know, and it doesn't stop.
Right. And I'm not just talking about as far as music is concerned and the entertainment, but also as an activist, which is something that I really care about, because I really feel that amongst everything else, that's really where I'm going to make my difference, is to break barriers and open doors for other people like myself, and continue to bring awareness of the colorism and racial issues that happen amongst my own community, to inspire women of color all over the world, and men as well. And even if you're not of color, and you just, you know, if you just fuck with me, if you just like me, thank you for supporting me. I am so grateful for that.
So you talk about colorism. Let's talk, you know, touch about a little bit about that more. Like, how do you feel like that's affected you? Do you think the show has brought more, you know, heat onto you about that? Like, how do you kind of navigate through?
I actually think that I am very grateful for the platform, because it allowed me to use my voice to talk about and bring awareness to the issues that I was having amongst my own community as a Latina working in the United States, trying to open doors. And there's always a prototype of what they consider a Latina should look like. And I'm like, that's not true, because there's women and men like myself in every Latin country, but we're just not talked about. So I kind of want to, I'm still working on it, but I want to help change the perspective and the view of how they,
the idealism
of how they see Latinos to look like, right? Mm-hmm. There's people from Puerto Rico, Colombia, Honduras, Guatemala, Chile, Ecuador, Argentina. I mean, there's so many of us. So I just felt like I want to help make that difference. And I admire Sofia Vergara, you know, for all the work that she did. But I want to be part of that transition and say,
you can't stop. You got to continue.
You have to continue. And there's so many of us. And I want to be able to allow other people like myself to come in as well. So
that's amazing.
I'm putting in a lot of work in a lot of different things.
But I think it's the only way you make a change is, like, you're using your platform.
Yes.
You're talking about it. You're making a stand, and you're making it a positive way. You're not, you know, you're taking the negative out of it and making it a positive, which is
exactly
a beautiful thing. So I commend you for that. It's a, you know, a lot of work. It's not gonna, you know, it doesn't change today, but it will change eventually.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
It takes a village to, you know, really.
I want to be part of history. I want to be part of history, and that's really what matters to me at the end of the day. And I always say that at the end, I want to make sure that my life mattered, that I was able to impact this world somehow.
I like that.
Yeah.
So let's talk about this yoga pose that went viral.
Oh, hell.
What happened that?
Well, I'm really flexible. You know what I'm saying?
So you flexible.
I'm nice and flexible. I can do a lot of things. You know what I mean? I like to experiment.
I think definitely, you know, because you're not dressed for the occasion, but our after dark special, you might have to dress for a yoga pose and show us.
We should do some yoga together. Are you flexible too?
I am flexible. I can see? Do the splits, you know.
Do the splits. I can do the splits both ways, you know,
got
do
it,
the
girl.
Pretzel. That's actually my signature move.
Have you done
move.
The splits on a dick though?
I actually have.
How was that?
It was pretty interesting. I think it was more the visual part of it. The visual part of it was better than what it felt, but it was fun. And that's what I say, that when you're having sex, I think that you should be open-minded. You should be fun. You shouldn't be closed-minded, especially if you're with someone that makes you feel comfortable to try all your craziness. Why not?
So you say that you're single. And so with that being, there's no sex being had. Do you own sex toys?
I actually own one, and this one is perfect for me. And I don't
you're acting like it's your boyfriend. What's his name? I know you've named it. I know you've named
it. I actually have not.
I've named mine.
Really? What's the name of yours?
Bob, because frontwards and backwards, it's the same name. Bam.
Oh, wow.
Got
him. Bob.
Private talk. Bob is my
actually,
my
Hitachi. Mine's is very little.
Okay.
It's a vibe, and that's all I need. I don't even, you know.
So it's more clitoral stimulation than actual
penetration.
Yeah, let's
get to
You're
it.
Busy.
Boom.
You gotta
I gotta go. It's done.
And you don't even want to get attached to the Hitachi, because the Hitachi is my favorite one, and it's a real powerful girl. You can get on the go, like, you know, in probably a minute, I could probably come like three times, and then I'm good, take a shower.
Damn, you are talented. In 1 minute, three times? Yeah. You got to teach me that, girl.
Girl, you just got to let yourself grow and just let it rock. Bob knows what he's doing.
But you know what? You know, oh, now let me ask you this. I know that a lot of women, when they don't, you know, when they have become independent or don't have men or et cetera, whatever the case may have been, they become very attached to their sex toys. And sometimes it's a little bit difficult for you to get back into that space with a man, because you already know exactly how this works, how long it takes, it's going to hit you in the spot, and you're good. Has that ever been an issue for you, or have you ever heard of women that has been an issue to?
I have heard that from women, but for me, I feel like I probably am like a, I don't know what to say. I'm a, what is the word? A nympho.
Okay.
So I necessarily don't have to fuck a lot per se, but I like to come a lot. So I definitely masturbate a lot.
Okay.
So okay. I'm just comfortable and I know my body. And I also know, like, if I'm stressed out or whatever, I have anxiety, I'd rather just masturbate than, like, you know, medicate.
Okay.
Or,
hey,
smoke,
listen.
Or smoke a blunt, whatever comes first, or both.
Yeah. Whatever works, you know what I'm saying, for everybody. Hey, no judgments here. Okay.
Yeah. It just,
yeah, whatever works for you. So I definitely have heard of that, and I can understand that too, especially for women like myself. You want the intimacy, you want the, you know, the bond, but sometimes you don't have that kind of time.
Well, it was just kind of like the same thing with my, like, when I was married at the time, you know, you do certain things because, not that you need to, but you want to, and you get off in other ways. Like,
right.
Because porn sex, you know, gets off, it's just more mechanical times, and I do.
And it's your paycheck, girl.
But I also got off because for me, it's like, I'm not a robot and I'm a sexual being. So there's something that I know about everybody that can make me get off, because I can go there and, like, in my mind and go there and release.
In your mind, right.
So,
you have to connect.
You know, you kind of have to, like, take that under control. But I mean, for masturbating with me, because I do like doing it, I like to have a clear head. Like, the same thing is, like, when guys go out, they always say, like, they probably jerk off before they go to a club, because
right.
If not, you make stupid decisions.
Right.
I feel like I'm in that same category, in that same boat. Like,
so wait, here's another question. I'm just curious about everything. Oh my God, is my live still on? Yes. Are we still active over here? Okay, guys, this is a lot of information, but how many times a week does a woman like yourself have sex?
You know, I'm actually prude because I'm single, so I don't really have
But
sex.
If you had someone?
It depends. Like, you know, I'm busy too, so, you know.
Is it like, oh, yeah, you know, like, I
you know,
have sex like
I
three times a day.
Well, no, yeah. Like, I haven't had a boyfriend. When I did have a boyfriend, they were at, like, not, they didn't live here.
Okay,
so
okay.
It was always, like, I never had a, consistent, like, thing. So when we were there, we would fuck, obviously, a lot more. But I don't know, like, I've never had a consistent boo. You know,
there's
opportunities, private talk. I hope you're liking. I hope
she's
you
like, there's opportunities.
There's opportunities out there. You know, I've been putting it out in the universe because I don't necessarily know what I want, but I know I want something. Because
okay,
I've
so you don't know
so
if you,
busy with
you don't
work.
Know if you want to be like a super committed relationship, or you just want to date and have friends, or you just want to explore. And
I know all those things to a point, but I don't know the extent, or maybe I just haven't met the right person to make me like want to like cross those lines. But I'm very, you know, like yourself, like I'm very involved in what I'm doing. I started my private talk in a couple months ago, so I'm really like interested and really in tune to this podcast and making it really successful.
Yes.
And it was a barrier crossing, like, you know, realms of work as well. I went from the adult entertainment business down doing like mainstream and being, you know, a media, you know, figure and stuff like that, and having interviews and things like that. So it was very
which
different.
Is great. I
so
love the evolution
me,
of you.
I think that I'm good with this right now. But nobody, yeah. But nobody's come in my life and been like, hey, girl.
Yeah, you let know? Me just, you know
and
what
maybe
I'm
they
saying?
Have, and I just haven't let them in. But, you know, the universe
that's
will
true.
Give me who I want when I manifest it at the right time.
That's
but
true.
That being said, again, single. So you didn't tell me who the celebrity was that was in your DM. And are you willing to date celebrities or regular men? And what's the difference?
Well, God, this is a terrible question right now.
Why is it a terrible question? It's private talk, and we.
I want the truth.
Oh, you gotta look up to the sky. I like that.
Okay, no, I'll say this much. I have dated, like I said, I've dated celebrities, I've dated artists, I've dated very wealthy people, I've dated regular guys, I've dated a little bit of everything, and I'm very open-minded to it. I feel that as long as you treat me well, as long as you are persistent, as long as you obviously have to be financially stable, right? Because I am growing and I'm able to hold my own weight. So I would love to be
financially stable. Does that mean just like that they have a job, or that they could like in your bracket of what you're doing?
I would love it possible for for someone to be at the stage that I am or higher.
Yeah.
And if you're not there, like in my case, like if you guys saw me in the past, I was more like, even if you're working towards it and I see that you're hungry and you're pursuing it and you're on top of it, and maybe I can help connect the dots for you. If you're ambitious and you're grinding and you're there, I will support that as well. Because maybe I have the resources that you need, right, to help you get to where you need to be. As long as I see that you're hungry and you're working towards something, I definitely support that too. Hey, listen, Facebook, Amazon, eBay, a lot of these men started these companies and a lot of women didn't believe in them. Oh, look at this nerd over there in his garage trying to figure this out.
So you want a nerd?
No, what I'm saying is, if you see that a man has potential and he's working towards something, it's okay to give,
he's got hustle, he's got drive, he's got motivation. And I get that. For me, it's like, again, the whole dating world is really new out there. It's really like with social media, you being in the spotlight,
right?
People are always, on your case. Like if you take a picture with somebody, is that your boyfriend? Is it this, whatever? Like, so there's a lot of negative and outside.
Oh, let me tell you something. I have slept with so many people that I don't even know.
Girl, me too. And I haven't. And I have.
Yeah. No, because everybody will be like, take a picture with someone. Oh, they're probably doing this. Or, I'm like, dude, just because a woman is attractive and is is talking or hanging out with someone else is attractive, maybe we're just cool as friends. We might not be into each other's vibe, even though we're attractive people.
So would you say because of your looks and how beautiful you are,
because of my looks, know what I'm saying?
Has it gotten in the way of business and conducting business in like a, an appropriate way?
It becomes a little bit difficult. And I think that you as well should know, that even when you're a businesswoman and you are attractive, a lot of people will take that as, weakness. Like, oh, she's pretty, she must be dumb, or, she must not have her things together. It's been difficult because sometimes you go to a room prepared knowing what you want. I want to talk about this business. You're going to take me seriously. This is what it is. And it's like, all right, cool. What's up? So,
and they're like, so are you going to hit it later?
You know what I mean?
Like,
so, yo, what you doing later on, And they be licking the lips and rubbing the hands and
that makes
all that
my
stuff.
Pussy dry up immediately.
P.S. Oh, my God.
Because for me, I'm like, first of all, I thought you were going to take me serious. And now I don't really know if you are and you think that's an added bonus. Because if I want to get to that level, let it be my choice. Don't let it make me like it's a forced on thing, whatever.
Right.
Because then it's like tainted.
Yes.
Because now it's like you're holding this carrot over my head. And you know what? I'll get that carrot somewhere else, homie. I'm good.
Exactly. I feel that, honestly, if there's chemistry and you're talking business, you can feel it no matter what. You don't even have to say anything because you can tell when someone's into you without them having to say.
Like an interior motive.
Right. But at the end of the day, let's get this business done.
Let's get that check, girl.
Thank
let's
you. Okay. Check. Ain't nobody living off no what's carrots.
What's the craziest place you've ever had sex, Amada?
Oh my God.
Are you part of the Mile High Club?
The craziest place? I don't recall the craziest place. I mean, that I had sex? Does oral count?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't even think that's that crazy these days. But, I mean, in the plane. Personally...
So you've given head in the plane.
Oh, my God, Lord. I have a fetish for balconies.
I like that, too.
I like balconies. Does that mean that I like to be seen? Oh, my God, I can't do that these days. Back in the days, it was hot and it was cute.
So you like hotel balconies. Got it.
Check. Yes, but I can't do that
anymore.
You hear
anymore. That private talk.
Yeah, I can't do that anymore.
But
I have to be,
If it's late at
if
night.
If you see a big afro from a balcony somewhere, please, I'm sorry.
Don't apologize, private talk. We like it. We like it a lot.
No, like I said, I think you should have fun with sex. You know what I mean? Especially if you're with someone that makes you feel comfortable. You should be open to doing all types of things. And I always feel that I don't want to regret not having done. Like, I don't want to be like 60, 70. When I was young, I should have done this or I should have done that. I did it. Oh, well.
Get it, girl. Get it. What's your favorite album of all time?
My what?
Favorite album of all time.
Album?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord, an album? I don't even remember the last time I heard an album.
You're not looking at it all the way through. You just listen to one or two songs and just rock with it?
Yeah,
okay, who's your favorite artist of all time?
My favorite artist of all time? Oh, wow. Well, obviously, everybody knows I love Beyonce. Duh. I love Beyonce, but I definitely love Tina Turner. And if I had to go back to the roots, I would say I love Celia Cruz.
Nice.
See, is they're all different, but kind of all powerful women.
But I feel like that's kind of like you're a melting pot of all those things included.
See,
like all that. Oh my greatness. God,
that's perfect. You just hit it on the spot.
That's right. Miss Texas tells you the truth and motto.
She does.
Private talk.
What's your sign, by the way?
I'm a Gemini.
Oh my God, I hate you. I love Geminis and hate them all at the same time. Yes.
We've got two sides of us.
I'm a Libra. See, we match. Oh,
that's funny.
Cute.
That's,
okay, go ahead.
That's cute. I like that. I like it a lot. It's funny because Libras have been in my energy signs or my readings lately.
Yes.
And, like the energy. Because I'm a big belief into like energies and
astrology and stuff like that too.
Yeah, that all of that. And
okay, just, awesome.
You know, Mercury just went out of retrograde. So all these good blessings are coming. Oh my God. So I'm excited for Private Talk to be as successful as your music and your books and
Amen.
All those things.
Thank you,
Private
yes.
Talk, I hope you guys are liking this episode. We're going to take a little break and we're going to get to my favorite part, Truth with Texas. And I feel like we're going to get some good questions answered because you're already an open book. And I feel like, you know, and I'm also going to give you, even though you've asked me some questions in between this interview, I'm going to give you your time to ask Miss Texas one or two more questions. So I hope you guys take a break, but don't go too far. We'll be back. All right. We are back with Amada La Negra on the Private Talk couch, and we are about to get to my favorite part, Truth with Texas. So we're going to play a little game.
Okay.
Each ace is going to mean, each symbol means something else. So it's going to be a spicy, romantic, kinky, naughty. We're getting it all in. Amada, are you ready?
Yes. I feel like I should hang out with you more often because you bring out the sexy side of me. You guys, even when she's not on air, she's like very like this.
Hey, I saw you rubbing yourself. So
everything's like very sexy about her. So I feel like, oh my God, I need to be more like her.
I like it. I like it. I'm here for it. Okay. I'm coming to Miami soon.
So yes.
I got you, girl. All right, Private Talk. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I know
ready.
I am. All right, let's pick your first card.
I am going to get this one.
All right, so Ace of Clubs. So clubs are my kinky question.
Oh, wow. Kinky, first one kinky. Is kinky.
Who would have known? All right. We're going to get real kinky with it. We're just going to dive in. Have you ever pegged a man?
What is pegged?
Pegged means fucking them in the ass.
Oh, no, I have not gotten to that stage yet.
Have you ever witnessed it? You said your porn, you know,
actually the
category
the, yeah,
is
the,
like really
when I saw my
diverse.
Friend doing on set, I didn't see her. Is it pegging?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't see her pegging anyone, but I'm not going to lie. You know, I have thought about it at some point. I have thought about it. Is that a terrible thing?
That's not a terrible thing.
Yeah, some guys that be coming to me trying to talk to me a certain type
and you're
of
just
way.
Like, I want to fuck in that.
I just want to make you know what I'm saying? Act like a bitch.
Because you want them to be like your bitch? Is that
basically.
Why?
Basically.
Because you want them to bow down to the queen?
Exactly. Stop talking to me that way. But actually, no, I have never been that curious into wanting to peg. Have you ever pegged a guy?
I haven't.
Yeah.
There's certain boundaries for me. Like, and I say that, like, boundaries is a word. Like, I mean, I probably could be in a room with it, but it wouldn't turn me on.
Right,
and
right.
And I couldn't be the one doing it. I've been asked to, but for me, I just, like, I can't demasculine a man because then to me that's not, I can't, I don't know, respect is a big
right,
word,
right,
but
right.
I couldn't like be like, yeah, now fuck me. I'd be like, bitch, get the fuck out.
Like, yeah.
I'm done with
I think I say more in a funny aspect, but to each his own, my respect, you know what I mean? For all those that do, but yeah, no, I have never really been sexually attracted or been like, oh my God, this is so hot. I can't wait to fuck him in his ass. Like that's not
me. You don't go home thinking about that.
No, I don't.
What about the reverse? Do you go home and be like, man, I can't wait till he fucks me in the ass?
No, that's more like Christmas, Thanksgiving, special occasions.
So your ass has a bow tie on it for Christmas and special occasions only. Private
there's
talk.
Rules and regulations to my
do you
booty.
Give do you give booty for like birthdays too? Blowjobs, you know, birthdays, or you give blowjobs every day?
I'm talking shit while I'm here. But realistically, I think that just is spontaneous. It naturally happens.
I agree.
If you're in that space and you choose to want to do that, then you do it.
If you plan it too much, it's not.
I mean, there's no
then
way
you overthink it.
You can't plan it. It is what it is. You know,
it's not good for
no anybody. Judgment eh I'm just having fun with it, but
there's no judgment ever on the Private Talk couch.
Yeah, but in my life they're gonna be like, wait, what?
We got your back, Amada. We got
no
your
it's
back.
All good, it's all good.
All right, let's pick the next one.
I'm gonna go with the first one.
Hey, spades, that's my favorite one.
Okay,
because it's a naughty question here at Private Talk. This is my logo because, you know, it's just fun that way. Naughty question. Can you handle this?
I can't take anything serious.
Naughty voice. I feel like I gotta do it more to you.
Okay.
All right. Do you like watching your partner play with themselves?
First of all, I want to give a shout out to my mom, first of all, again, one more time, that she is probably on this live.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Earmuffs again, real quick.
But Mom, you know what? You know what's a good part? That she don't understand no English like that. So hopefully she's not processing this information. But yeah, I think that that's hot. I think that the visual part of seeing your partner, you know, get hot and steamy, I think that that's
so your sexy. Your dudes have sent you masturbating videos of them masturbating to themselves.
Yeah. Yeah, they have, and I've seen it.
And you masturbate to it.
Oh, my God. I'm not ready for this interview. Help!
It's getting hot in here. We still want the truth, Lana.
Well, hey, look. I am saying it the best of my abilities.
Which
yes,
means she has.
I have.
She masturbates to those home videos. And that's okay. You're supposed to, because I feel like it's more intimate, because myself, like, I'm usually the one making videos for everyone, like I said, sometimes. So when I got them for myself, I'm like, wow, he likes me.
But you know what? At the same time, I almost feel like if we're really going to get to that, I'd rather be doing myself than, you know, be out here in the streets just true, giving it out to everybody, because I'm a lady. Now,
I'm a lady.
I can't just be giving out to everybody. So for that, if that were to be the case, yeah, I'd rather just be with myself. Me, myself, and that.
Ooh, yes. But you have to be like, you got to do it live so like they can't record you. So then they can't like have evidence afterwards. You got to like do it at the same time.
Oh, because you think they can't record the screen?
Well, they can, but they're real shady if they haven't.
Oh,
they
trust me.
If they don't tell you that they're doing it and they're like, hey, you know that video? And you're like, what video? Then you know it's a
see, I have trust issues. We're not doing none of that. You're welcome to send me whatever you want, but I'm not sending nothing.
Nothing. She's
now.
Not. It's dry.
Now.
She'll be watching my videos, guys. It's okay. Here we go.
All right, let's see.
All right, diamonds. We are going
diamond
spicy.
Are a girl's best friend.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend. The private talk. If you want to give me some diamonds or a motto.
Yes, please. We're send welcome them. To accepting send, all the diamonds in the world.
Send them. All right, what is your body part that you're most proud of?
My body part that I'm most proud of? Oh, wow. Body part. I don't know. I mean, it probably has to be somewhere in my face. It probably has to be somewhere in my face. I don't know if it's my lips, perhaps.
Sounds like your mouth game is good.
My lips. Everybody.
Lip service from Amada.
Everybody automatically thinks about my booty because I have a big booty. But I think that also I might be a little bit self-conscious, because anytime I see another girl with a nice butt, I'm like, damn, her ass is really nice. I'm be trying to look at mine. Like,
have you measured your booty? How big and inches is it around?
I have not. And the thing is that I can't see my own butt. I've tried many
times.
This
is another thing for After Dark, which is why I definitely think you should come back. We're going to have to measure your booty. You're going to have to show us some yoga poses.
Yes.
Private talk.
That could be kind of fun.
I think she should. All right. This is just a random question for myself. Have you ever used food during intimacy?
Oh, yeah. Like the strawberries
did you
and stuff like that.
Up? Did you grape?
Oh my God, I hate you.
That means she did it.
She that said that. No, I have not, but I've seen it so many times. I've been very curious though. Oh my God, I love that lady. What's her name with the grapefruit?
Yes. Yeah, you're talking about.
It's terrible.
See, lip service. Look, got you. So the next man out there, you're going to have like, you're going to have grapefruits all like in a bowl. You're going to like cut that shit real good.
The thing is that you have to look. As long as you find someone that's open-minded into allowing you to do all your craziness, it's cool. But if you just come to a guy that you're dating and all of a sudden you bring a grapefruit and you say, like, they're going to be
take
like,
his soul, girl.
They're
going to
be like, what the hell
soul.
Is wrong with this
no,
girl?
No, they're going like, to love that. They're going to be like, can she come back for seconds? I'll provide the grapefruit.
Oh, my
God. I will
God.
Provide the grapefruit.
I wonder if the grapefruit burns or something to them. Well, have you tried it?
I have not.
I have not.
I haven't either, but I've definitely like.
Did you try the cucumber challenge?
No, what's that?
What? Oh, no.
Did you stick a cucumber somewhere?
No, I did not. But there was a moment where
or
there
did
was
you suck the cucumber.
I did not do any of those things. But I do know that there was a challenge that was going on social media for a really long time with everybody, you know.
Were they sucking it?
Yeah, they were sucking the cucumber
to see how far it could.
Yeah, it was not a great. I
used to have an old assistant that used to do like a banana trick when like swallow the whole thing. But, you know, I was never.
Oh, my God. That must be terrible for your digestive system.
I mean, I don't think
she would just swallow.
Well, not swallow it whole, but, you know, enough to show that she could swallow a big one. Not, you know.
Oh, my God. The power of her throat.
Hey, it was her throw, not mine.
Okay, congrats to you, girl.
Last question, mama.
Oh my God, I'm already scared with this girl. Look, I did not come. I came
here
talking about. I'm gonna talk about my children's book and my music and everything
romantic
that's happening.
Romantic question.
Finally, okay.
And you know it's romantic, but I still miss Texas. That's
okay.
The spin of it. So, how many times do you masturbate a week?
Oh, wow. That's going to be crunchy.
Crunchy? What are you masturbating with that it's crunchy?
No. I don't really know. Every week is different. You know, some weeks you have extra time and some weeks, like this week, you don't. When I'm doing like media tour, media press, and I'm just all over the place working, I even forget that I have that there.
So, but do you bring it? You never leave home without it? Do you bring it to your hotel room? Because when I'm traveling, I'm alone. And yes, I'm busy during the day, but at night, I need to go to sleep.
And actually, I would be lying to you if I tell you that I do, you know, sometimes I take it with me. In this trip, I did it. And then, you know, I'm not never alone. I'm always with company. Shout out to my girl, Michelle. That's woo-hoo! Right. You know, we stay together all the time.
Hey, BFFs Michelle's for life. Michelle's got to go to sleep sometime.
Yeah, no, I cannot. Oh my God, that would be so weird. Like Michelle's just laying there on the other side of the bed and I'm just here like, you know, playing DJ. Now.
You diddle your Skittle girl, don't you?
No.
DJ Hero needs a spin.
Sometimes you can, but whenever I can get in and I feel that I need to, and if I feel that I want to and I can't, I just make myself busy with work.
I like that. I actually don't like that. I think you should just come when you want to. Sometimes it makes you feel think clearer. I
think like sometimes clear, yeah.
I get more so pent up and stressed out that I'm like, huh, okay, yeah.
Maybe that's why I'm so stressed out these days.
Maybe.
Maybe that's why I can't
need
see
good
clear.
Dick in your life.
You know, what?
Good dick in your life.
All right, well, with that being said, thank you, guys. This was...
We're not going anywhere yet, private talk. All right, well, that is Truth with Texas. So that we're going to finish fun. That part, but we're going to... Is there any other questions that you want to ask while you're on the couch?
Yeah.
That you want to feel free to
ask you?
Yes.
Well, okay, I'm curious to know. Okay, so have you thought about re-getting married or maybe having children or all these other things? Has that been a thought that's crossed your mind or that's just not for you anymore at this point in life?
You know, I definitely think about it. I'm in a stage in my life where it's because I have been married once. I did like being married. I just married to the wrong person. And
right.
So I did like, you know, the unity and like what marriage all meant and things like that. And I do want to have a family, but I want to have it the right way.
Okay.
So if it happens organically, then it happens. But if I don't want to have a kid just to have a kid to like satisfy something inside myself, I have nieces and nephews and I have a lot of, you know, friends and things like that, that I could, you know, I don't want to be that person to fill that void. And I don't want to be a baby mama either. I want to like enjoy.
Preach on
that,
it, girl.
You know, life.
Ain't nobody trying to be nobody. His baby mama.
No, I mean, I've waited this long in my life and I could have done that with my ex-husband if that was the case, but you know, I feel like it's, you know, something really special and important to me. I've never had a hot child. And so, going through that journey through life and stuff like that, I feel like it's the next step. So if it happens, I want it to happen, but if it doesn't, I'm okay with that too. I think everything happens for a reason and you know, it's in God's hands and only he will know.
So how about this? Now, knowing the career that you decided to take for yourself, how did your family, and by the way, who do you have a tighter bond with? Your mom, your father, grandmother?
You know, before, I'm a daddy's girl. So
okay, daddy. How did daddy take that?
So my dad was actually the first person I told because he watched porn and he liked women that had similar attributes to myself.
So oh my God, this is so weird.
My stepmom is like, has a really big butt and whatever.
Right.
So I didn't, you know, in doing it, he was the first person I told because I was like, I gotta tell you something. And he's like, oh what? God, and I was like, I did a porn. And he's like, what do you mean? I was like, well, I'm Puerto Rican. I have a sex drive like a man. It's all your fault. And so I just did it. And he was like, okay. And I was like, he's like, are you serious? I'm like, yeah. And I was like, you know, I got tested. Nobody forced me to do anything I didn't want to do. And so I just told him logically and like broke it down. And he was like, okay, well, if that's what you want to do, then I support you. And from
has your family seen your movies?
No, I mean, that's kind of weird.
I don't know because the girl I was
sexual way, like that's like awkward. That's like incestual and a thing like that. So I don't condone that at all. And for me, it's like the things that we do not talk about, like they know what I do and
but they don't
but they're not like they're supportive in other ways. Like I've been in other things and I have other attributes, you know, that and accolades. I said not attributes but accolades that they could support and be you know there for me. So
supportive in that way.
Yeah. So they support me, you know, but again, like they're not watching my movies because that'd be awkward.
Well, you see, the girl that I was talking about that did porno, she was very open with her family about it. She would walk naked in the house. It was just everybody knew what she did and they would watch it, but it wasn't in a sexual way.
Yeah.
It was just like there goes Angelina and that's what she does.
For me,
well, we've all seen it.
Work, like it's like you keep your work and you know
separate.
It's separate, you know. Like Alexis Texas is one thing, and that's again, it was a persona and like a, you know, character. And then at home, I'm completely somebody different. So you know, I get shy, I get weird, and like weird, awkward things.
Right,
as well.
Right.
And you know, like things that people wouldn't think of.
Right.
Naturally.
So here goes another one. Now that you have been able to accomplish these things for yourself in life, where do you see yourself, and how is it that you would like to be remembered?
For me, I feel like, you know, part of this journey with my private talk is that, you know, part of laying down the brick roads or the bricks to that road of where my journey is going to lead up and, you know, and eventually. But I don't really know what that, you know, what that all really means either. Either this is something new. I didn't know, you know, a year ago that I would be doing a podcast. I didn't know, you know, 12 years ago I was going to be doing porn. So for me, I'm really more in the moment and what feels right for me and my brand. And I just feel like evolving each year and like adding something else under my belt and like knowing that I can do anything that's put in front of me and like and persevere and be really strong and being a platform or having a platform to like showcase and tell my fans anything I want to.
If right.
it's having you on the couch, you know, we've had all kinds of walks of life on the couch and things like that and learning different things about myself that I didn't know that you may be asking, you know, that people want to ask out there
right.
that would never know. And, you know, even hearing your story and your journey and everything that you've been through is, you know, empowering and very on my mind to the point where it makes me want to be a better woman. It makes me know that, hey, you have all this stuff on your plate that right. I can do it too.
Of course. So
I feel like it just gives you kind of a common ground and that yeah. like people are all people. We all have, you know, struggles. We
yes,
all have
girl.
Emotional problems, family problems, life problems. You know, the world's going crazy right now with this coronavirus,
yeah,
shit like that.
Ass.
You know, there's all kinds of shit. So I feel like there's too many like big problems going on in the world that like we're just human and we're right. such a small, you know, factor of that. But knowing and understanding and being on a couch together and coming to some kind of common ground, I feel like that, you know, it's making the world a little bit better.
And I also want to give props to you real quick because I feel that people can be very judgmental when it comes to women that specifically is always women, right? People want to judge women more than anything, but I want to give you props as well because with all due respect to your career and what you have chosen for yourself, I like the fact that you were telling me that you now direct movies as well. And I know that this is a male predominated industry for the most part, as far as directors and things like that. And the fact that I have never seen you work, but I can imagine just based off your personality and your energy and who you are as a person, the fact that you're able to guide these women and lead them into what they're doing and make them feel comfortable. I think that's a super dope thing that you should definitely get credit for because we need more women to be involved in the direction of these movies as well because most of the movies are directed for men to feel good.
Yeah.
You know, it's always about how the man feels in these movies and it's like, what about what women want to see on these films as well.
For sure.
So I am grateful that you're doing that and I haven't even seen any of your movies. And to be honest, I'm not sure that I want to see them now either because now I see you like one of my girlfriends.
Well, now you can watch me direct because you know,
I'll
I
wasn't
in that movie. So, you know, that was the Miami booty movie. So you should know it's a Miami movie. It's got booties in it. You know, you can relate
okay.
to a lot of it. But I
booties,
appreciate
booties
that,
everywhere.
Though. You know, it does take a lot for me to like, you know, I didn't have to direct. I wanted to. It felt like it was a part of an homage of what I did in my career. I had a really great career in the business and I didn't have anything that like pushed me down or did anything like that, you know, and I was always a positive thing. So I wanted
right.
to give women and the new women and coming into, you know, what I was doing or what
right.
I've done a safe place to like just let themselves articulate and express themselves in, you know, in a pornographic
way. Would you ever go back?
You know, I never say never. For me, it was a part of my life. I did it in my 20s. I've just evolved, you know, now
yeah.
I have another platform and not that I don't like porn. I still have an OnlyFans and I do stuff, you know, with myself and things like that on there. But this is more my passion now that I
right.
want, you know, this is where we're going. This is where we're elevating. So yes, I hope you guys are
this
enjoying.
This has been great. I have loved this interview so much.
Thank
this
you
has
so
been
much for coming.
So different from anything I've ever done in my life. I'm grateful to have been sharing this with my people that are connected to my Instagram at Amara La Negra, ALN. I'm grateful to be able to be sharing some of my most intimate secrets and
yes.
stuff with you guys. But thank you so much for having me here.
Thank you for coming on. And guys, make sure you follow her and subscribe and like to this podcast. And until we meet again, private talk, let's do it.